It's Will Catchell here with Andy Morris after the Nomads 0-0 draw at Bala. Andy, a good point, but disappointed as we were the best side for most of the game?
I think so, yeah. You know, it was. Listen, there's two very, very good teams there. You know, when I look at their team and I look at their bench, I look at our team and I look at our bench, you know, they're very, very good teams and they're very, very, you know, very matched up today. I think we just had the edge on chances and creativity. But you know, I would have took a point coming to here today. You know, they've been very effective. They've been on a good run, and you know, and they are a very, very, very good team. So delighted to get a point. But obviously, you know, if I was greedy, you know, it would have been the three.
Elsewhere in the Welsh Premier League today, Bangor lost. So is it now a straight battle between us and Bala Town for second place?
No. It's in the top six. Honestly, things change so quickly because you can have, you know, TNS in two games and then you could lose another couple of games before you know it. You can go on three or four games without winning a game. So points are really important in the second phase. And the point is important for you, but it's so much more important that you take the 2 points off the opposition that you're playing, especially away from home. So we're delighted to, you know, have done that today. You know, we finished the first phase now in second position, and you know, very, very happy. And again, another clean sheet, and you know, with Kai in there today, who was fantastic, alongside George. You know, we're going to be even harder to break down. And then Wiggy's come on, Ryan Wignall, for the last 20 minutes, and he did exactly what I knew he would do. You know, he caused havoc. So we've got that down the right, we've got Wolfie down the left. You know, when we're going to be a very hard team to come up against.
Yeah, and now we go to Hadford West away at the JD Wales Cup fourth round.
Yeah, that's going to be tough. I sent Danny Harrison down there today. You know, Danny will be tracking back now, probably a 6-hour trip. So, you know, so we've gone about things right. We had them watched. You know, they had a comfy win today. They're big, strong, organised and fit. So, you know, it's going to be a tough ask of us. But, you know, if we go about things right, we'll be okay.